This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare.
Nikita Koloff here, live at Man Camp, and man, we have just wrapped up one amazing week here at Man Camp, and I just can't say enough of what we experienced and encountered here. I got my man Jimmy here in the house with me. Jimmy, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. Man, tonight was amazing.
Yeah, and well, what's special about you is you came to Man Camp prior to this camp, I've interviewed some staff guys, some guys that came back to volunteer on staff. I've interviewed some of the guys who came, some campers who were on the camp itself. But you came tonight, drove a couple hours just to come, got off work just to come and serve these men tonight. Now I'm going to get there, but before I get there, What prompted you initially to even want to come to Man Camp?
It, you know, through our friendship, you know, I've heard you talk about it a lot and everything. And then, you know, it was the enemy always seemed to put some bug in your ear, like, you know, that's outside your comfort zone. You don't,
some reason not to come.
Yeah, some reason not to come.
Some excuse. I mean,
it's an excuse. Exactly what it is. And then I got to, you know, you sent me that text and you said, bro, this one's in Georgia. You're out of excuses.
Not far from home.
Yeah, not far from home. This is, your exact words. This is in your backyard.
Right.
And so I talked it over with my wife and everything. And she said, even then, she goes, I think you carry a lot of things that you don't realize. And I think that would be good for you.
So she gave you her blessing.
And that was the last push I needed.
Yeah. And so for all you listeners out there, especially you ladies, just note to self, if you give your husband your blessing, your man, your blessing, he's more apt to follow through, to commit and come. And let me just say this, our goal for all of you listening, ladies, our goal is to send men home better equipped to be godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers. So if that appeals to you, like Jimmy's wife, give them your blessing. So she gave you her blessing, and you came last year, and your life was impacted.
Oh, majorly. I mean, coming here, there were things that I didn't even realize that I had, you know, suppressed over time, and then, you know, through bonding with the other men and hearing the other men share their stories, it brought up the things that I just hadn't dealt with over the years.
Okay.
And able to get those out and put them on the table and put them before the Lord. It's my life has been forever changed.
So life changing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And I'm guessing it enhanced your marriage, enhanced your family, your relationship with your children, your wife as well.
Yeah, I mean my wife actually, it was I don't want to say it was a struggle, but it was an adjustment whenever I got home, because she said it was like she had a different husband, like she had a different man.
Wow.
And, you know, in a good way.
Right.
You know, ways of being a lot more loving, being a lot more attentive, making sure that, you know, on Sunday we were in church. It wasn't excuses not to be. Mm-hmm. My relationship with my daughters, that was something that And I just for clarification, because you and I have talked about, you know, we don't use the word step.
That's right.
My daughters are from my wife's I hit choked up with it. My wife's previous marriage.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of strain there. Mm-hmm. And it's been good. We've grown, we've had our setbacks. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was telling David a while ago. You know, I've really been looking forward to coming here this week and to get to share this experience again. And it's been like in the past month, you know, I had a rough night the night before with the girls and everything, and riding to work, and I said, Lord, I'm tapping. I'm not I'm whatever I'm doing wrong, I'm sorry. I need this corrected. This is a huge burden on me. Lord, it's a huge burden on my wife. Yes, Lord, I need your help. And it's been, we didn't have an event, we didn't have a moment where we sat down and talked, but we've all continually grown closer together, you know, and it's brought back things and lessons that I took from here on,
right,
on how to listen to them, and how to talk to them, and and how to love them.
Right. So it's enhanced that those relationships and how to handle, if you want to say, how to better handle conflict and
yes,
and those conflict resolution and
yeah,
those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So that's powerful, my brother. I know you shared with me. Your wife was thrilled, eventually thrilled with the man
yeah,
she got back, the
yeah,
new man that she got back. Just real quick, so. So you came tonight, just took a day off work and said, I just want to go serve tonight. I just want to serve these men. I mean, why would you do that?
Because the men that went before me gave more than what I gave, and I'm forever indebted to them. I mean, what they did that week to come here to serve, whether it was, you know, through ministry or cooking or anything.
The staff guys.
The staff, yeah. Yeah.
That served you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Impacted me for forever. And I wanted to, this time around, at least be able to do a day of serving them and giving that as well. And then I want to, if you know, you're okay with it and everything else, I'd love to in October do the full week. Hopefully have a brother here with me.
Come on. Yeah. Well, we invite any and all who want to come back and
yeah,
serve. So, Jimmy, I love you, my friend.
I love you.
And I'm excited about your own personal growth and what God's doing in your family. And I just appreciate you coming and serving.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.